Erevin Perk Vav Mishnah Gimel. Anshei Chotzer Sheshachach Echad Mehem Velo Erev. If you have the people of a Chotzer, that one of them forgot to make an Erev. And now it's Shabbos. So what he did was he's Mevatel his Rishus of the Chotzer. And we brought this Mishnah in the past, and this Tana holds that when you're Mevatel Rishus of the Chotzer, you don't automatically mean that you're giving up your house as well. Therefore, Beso Asher Milahachas Milahotzi Loi Velahem. As far as his house is concerned, let's focus on him. Now that he's mevatel his rishus to the chotzer, however, his house is his own rishus, therefore, he cannot carry from his house to the chotzer, because his house is his rishus, and the chotzer he's mevatel to, that's everybody else's rishus, and vice versa as well. And them too, they can carry from the chotzer to his house. Vishalahem butaron loy v'lahem. But as far as their houses to the chotzer, they are allowed to carry from their houses to the chotzer, and so too he is also allowed to. Why is that? Because once he's mevatel his rishus of the chotzer and he gives up any of his rishus to the chotzer, the eruv that the other people made, that united them and now it's one. So he is not part of that, but yet it's still one, the chotzer. He's not part of the chotzer now, so it's one, the chotzer, with their houses, and he becomes like a guest. So therefore, a guest is allowed to carry in the house of his host and from the house to the chotzer of his host. That's why it's okay. Next case, nasnu lo rishuson. What if it was the opposite, where all these people were mevatel their rishus to his? So who mutter? So now he's going to be mutter, because now the chotzer is his. They're mevatel their rishus to the chotzer, all to him. So now it's him, so he's carrying from his house to his own chotzer now. V'hein asurin. And now they're aser. But in this case, they're not only aser, obviously, from their own house to the chotzer, because they're mevatel the rishus to the chotzer, so their houses, each and every one of them, their own house is their own house, because they didn't make an eruv. And the chotzer now is his, so they're not allowed to carry from one rishus to another rishus. But in this case, they're not allowed to even carry from his house to the chotzer, where in the other case, where it was one person is allowed to carry from all of their houses to the chotzer, when they're mevatel to him, they can't. What's the difference? The Rav explains, because what are you going to say over here? That they are now a guest by him? One host usually does not have this many guests. Therefore, they don't treat it like a guest. They're not a guest to him. And therefore, since they're not a guest to him, there'd be no reason that they would be now allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer. His house is his rishus now, and the chotzer is also his rishus, because they're mevatel, so you can't say that. Mishnah continues, Hayushnayim. However, the same case where all these other people were mevatel to two guys, Oysrim ze el ze. Now, they're going to aser one to the other. So what would you normally say? It's not a big deal. Have one of them, after this happens, be mevatel to his friend. And at least, although the other people can't carry at all, at least he'll be able to, his friend, if he's Mevatel's friend, his friend will be able to carry from his friend's house to the chotzer and vice versa. You do not say this. So the Rav explains, because since the initial bittel, where the Rabbim with all the people were Mevatel to both of these guys, that bittel didn't help. Why didn't it help? Because you still had two guys and they would aser each other because they didn't make an Erev. And once that happens, their bittel meant nothing. So because that initial bittel is nothing, you can't get to the next step where a person then is mevatel, where when it's two guys, now one guy can be mevatel his friend. The first bittel didn't help that you can carry, then it doesn't work. And the Mishnah ends with a klal, she'echad noisin rishus v'noitel rishus, because one person can give rishus, which means he's mevatel his rishus to the rabbim, v'noitel rishus, and since he's one person, he can take rishus, which means that the rabbim are mevatel to him. However, when it's two people, shnayim noisnim rishus, two people, like a rabbim or two people, can give rishus, they can be mevatel their chelek, ve'ein noitlin rishus. But they cannot take rishus, which means people cannot be mevatel to two. Because if these two people were not ma'ariv, and you, as a group, are being mevatel to these two, that bittel didn't help at all, because these two still aser each other, and therefore it doesn't work.